Good morning. I am so excited to present our Christmas show to you. It is called God's Big News because it's all about Jesus. This is the most important part of our show. We tell it a little different every year, but it's always the same exact facts. I hope that today that you will be reminded of all the important things about Christmas, that you will enjoy our adorable kids, and that you will be blessed. I want to say thank you to a few people in particular. Our lovely sets are by Marta De Leon and her mom and her fiance. We are so appreciative. There's so many times I've been doing programs and I've been here until, you know, way late in the evening doing this. And this time, I had amazing help. I also had amazing help with our dancers. Emily Dreidoppel got to jump back into being a dancer this year and choreograph for our little girls, and it's so sweet. And of course, I always have the great help of Sarah and Nancy in the music department. So happy that I have such good partners. I had a job review this week, and I got to say, you know, what was the best thing about this year? What was something wonderful that happened? And I can say with that reservation, it's all the people who jumped in to help. It really is a joy. So I'm glad you're here, and we'll get started.
Good morning, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Grace. We've been asked to tell you the entire story of God's people, creation, through the first Christmas. So if you'll sit back for the next 4 hours, we'll get part of the way through Genesis.
One moment, please. But that's impossible. Do you see how much information I've got here?
I guess we could summarize.
God made the world.
We broke it.
God sent Jesus to save us.
Hooray! Hooray! Yeah! Okay, a little more information. In the beginning, God created everything, but especially a garden. People were supposed to live with him there and enjoy him forever. There was no death or pain, and we always came to God with our questions and joys.
But that time in the garden ended when humans listened to lies and they disobeyed God's rules for a healthy life in the garden. We call that sin.
We were sent out of that perfect place into a world that quickly started to get uglier. Death, lies, pain, hate, and no more closeness to God.
After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the Tree of Life. For many years and many generations, we tried and failed to be perfectly faithful to God, to be good enough to spend time with him again, to know the peace and safety of being with him in that perfect place.
But even in the darkest times, there were stories from God's servants saying that someday everything would be all right again. Someday they would get a great gift, a leader who would save them, the Messiah.
Many years passed until the moment arrived. God made his announcement. It was time for the Messiah to come, the turning point of history, the miraculous cure for our separation from God. Let every bell ring, announcing Jesus.
Or you would think that's how it went, but it wasn't quite like that. God could have made a fancy royal announcement, but he didn't. God sent his message to a young unmarried girl, Mary.
His angel came and spoke to her.
Thank you.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
Because God had already given her the gift of faith, Mary was able to accept this strange assignment from God. In his kindness, God sent an angel to visit the dreams of her husband-to-be, Joseph, whose faith allowed him to accept it as well.
And so we're almost to the first Christmas, and God has announced his plan, baby Jesus, the Messiah, to only a few people.
Who in this case were poor, young, and alone. Joseph and Mary had to have faith to go ahead with God's plan.
Together, they became a family, and as they waited for their child to be born, they obeyed Caesar Augustus, the Roman ruler of their land, and headed on a long journey to be counted among all their relatives in their hometown of Bethlehem. But there was no room for them.
Thank you. I'll try once more. Maybe he'll fit us in. Innkeeper, innkeeper, do you have room for my wife with child? Innkeeper, innkeeper, can you make room for the meek and mild? Oh, Mary, sorry is he. There is no room today. Oh, Mary, I'll try once more. You wait behind and pray. Innkeeper, innkeeper, please don't say no. Far you see. Innkeeper, innkeeper, how could you know a king he's destined to be? Innkeeper, innkeeper, what's that you say? A stable lined with straw. Innkeeper, innkeeper, where will he lay with friendly beasts in awe? Innkeepers, innkeepers, innkeepers all, do you have room for the child?
Mary and Joseph finally found shelter among an innkeeper's animals, and God's angel messengers began to share the news more widely.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in an animal's food trough, a manger."
Thank you.
The shepherds wondered at this news, and we might imagine that even God's creatures, the sheep, might have noticed something going on. Besides the shepherds and their sheep, Scripture says that there were celebrations in heaven. God's angels danced with joy at the news of Jesus' birth.
No way.
The news of Jesus' birth continued to spread to faraway places, to those who knew God and those who did not. Three of Caesar's fortune tellers, who we call wise men, were allowed to know that a royal birth had taken place, and they came to find out more. Across continents and over generations, the news spread of Jesus who saves us. He came to earth and gave his whole life to teach us and make a way for us to come back into relationship for his Father. Sing with us now.